Phoenix FM, we are here at Stand and Calling and what's known as the Dog Bowl.
Absolutely. Infamous Dog Bowl.
And I'm here with Julia, who's from Barking Heads.
That's right. Thank you for having us.
Now, Barking Heads have just started a partnership with Stand and Calling then.
That's absolutely right. We actually met Stand and Calling when one of my team were here, just socially, and noticed just how many dogs and their owners were here, and offered to partner, as owners ourselves wanting to bring dogs to festivals. You know, they deserve the VIP experience too.
Absolutely. And I will certainly testify that the VIP treatment happens, because I mean, Bo's here. I've been coming to Stand and Calling with Bo for a long time.
Yeah.
And he loves it. He loved it. You know, where else do you get such a family feeling, and everyone, there's something for everyone, the 5-year-old, the 15-year-old, and of course the 4-legged friend as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we do have owners coming here saying, oh my goodness, you know, we've got premium natural dog food on offer, we've got water, frisbees, balls, you know, deck chairs, areas for the dogs to sleep and chill. They're frankly having a better experience than a lot of the owners here just right now, I have to say.
And some brilliant shows as such as well, because I mean, Scott the vet, we were just chatting to off air as such. It's great, and everyone is hanging on is every word, and the dogs.
Absolutely. And you know, it's a really important part. You know, we take our partnership really seriously, as much as it is about fun, and you know, we love sharing our food with everybody. You know, that these are dogs here, and they need to be looked after, so we like to support with things like dog first aid via Dr. Scott Miller, who's our vet. We've had our behaviourist here, Adam, who's been talking a lot about how to help dogs deal in crowds, particularly as dogs have been home for quite a lot, like you and I have been.
Yes.
So we're all out for the first time in a while, and help them cope with the big crowds, and help owners teach their dogs how to cope in big crowds. So there really is someone for everyone, and there's lots of great, serious, helpful advice as well as fun.
Which people need, because you think about, say, the past 18 months, someone will get a dog because they think it's a good idea, and then you can't go to the agility classes, you can't do what you would normally do with a young puppy.
Exactly that. And we've had so many owners here today who've had dogs for the first time. They've met the loves of their life, as they've called them. And we've been talking about, you know, how life has changed for them for the better, but it is a struggle. And starting to go back to work, Adam has been offering great advice on how to start that process now that we're coming out of lockdown. So it is hard, but what an amazing occasion to bring your dog out for the first time in a long time.
Absolutely. And it's so lovely to see so many dogs together. And let's face it, they all get on, don't they?
They do. And frankly, I have the best job in the world, because I've had about 50 puppies, I think, in the last 4 days here. I've had some gorgeous rescue dogs. Little shout out to Bert, who's my favourite rescue. He's a little bit shy, but he slept with me for an hour this weekend in the shade in the Barking Heads tent. Enjoyed a bit of the pooch salmon food and then had a little sleep. I think his owners were quite surprised at how well he's adjusting to festival life.
And I mean, you say it's an amazing job. Was this everything you imagined? Because seeing it on paper and planning it all, and then the festival happening as well, you haven't gone in at the deep end, let's say, because you've been here before. But it just seems amazing. There's obviously a lot of organisation that's gone into getting it like this.
Oh, hugely. And look, our first priority is, you know, safety, well-being, and particularly in the climate we've all been in, we have responsibility to owners, you know, of course, and their four-legged friends alike. So just the planning behind, for the first time, there's a, as you say, the dog bowl, which is a walking area, the responsibility to make sure that, you know, it's properly fenced in, that we're providing four-legged friends with everything that they could possibly need, including, you know, first aiders. We have a number of contacts to make sure the dogs are properly taken care for in any eventuality. Yesterday, for example, though, we were unfortunate enough to have a dog who'd had a little bit of a fit, and we were able to attend to that through the vet that we have. So it's been you know, really well managed. But my goodness, yes, in at the deep end, because what an event to be coming to. you know.
And it is amazing. I mean, you know, I will say this to anyone. If anyone says to me, what's the first festival I should go to? It's got to be Standard Calling.
I think so. I mean, we, you know, I must say the Barking Heads team, you know, we all have our dogs and we do come, but we also do like our fun after hours. And, you know, we couldn't be amongst a friendlier group of festival goers. You know, everybody sits and watches the acts after hours, dogs on laps, on blankets. it's a great vibe for anybody. I think also for new festival goers, I think it's a brilliant one to try. And what a lineup. Exactly. We've got some very lucky dogs coming to watch
really
Sister Sledge and Primal Scream.
Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
Does he have a favourite band?
Not sure. I interviewed Rag and Bone Man a few years ago.
Did you?
And took Bo backstage with me, and there's pictures of me, Bo, and Rag and Bone Man. They got on well. They did get on.
It's got good taste, I must
say. Yes. Yeah.
Mine are a little. I have one Whitney Houston fan, one of my cockapoos, and my Labrador is quite partial to a bit of jazz. So yeah. it's great and a wonderful part. We're very grateful to Standing Calling for having Barking Heads.
And as far as Barking Heads go, so you were just saying you've been around since only 2008. You've grown.
2008.
Yes.
That's exactly right. We were started by three gents who all with dogs. We ourselves all have dogs now. It's a small independent company based in the UK. Started in 2008 because these gents, Dave, Jim, Paul, all wanted better food for their own dogs than they could buy in the market at the time. And pet food's come a long way, but we proudly want to make sure that, you know, our dogs, they're our family. And we believe in, you know, love comes in all shapes and sizes, and we want to make sure that those dogs are really, really fed well. So, you know, we're a natural food company. We believe in high meat. You know, if you take our salmon food, it's salmon, sweet potato, peas, carrots. Frankly, a lot of the dogs are eating better than I have this weekend. Although the food is it's fantastic.
Oh, the food over. Here is good.
It's
and you're right near all the good food
I know,
as well.
Right near it, but I just haven't had the time. I've snuck the odd chip. I have to say, the steak does look good next door, but no, certainly that's what our brand's about. But most importantly, it's about fun and the love between a dog owner and their four-legged friend, and that's why we're here. You know, we could be at Crufts, we could be at any of these places, but we're where owners are like us, having
and,
fun.
And talking of having fun, and the reason you're here, the dog show starts in 25 minutes.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait. I do
actually 35 minutes. Sorry.
It does. I've had a few puppies visit this morning. I think thinking I have some influence over the results, and I've had some snuggles. I've taken advantage, but no, it's going to be very competitive this year. Are you entering, Bo?
I don't know.
I'm looking too chilled to be entering shows. I've got to tell you.
Yes, yeah. But I mean, you can walk the dog around the back here, and that's where you're having the dog show, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's right behind the Barking Head stand. The team are at Standing Calling really have really put dogs first, in that, you know, we're right in the centre, dog walking at the back, everything is really accessible for them. So, you know, when Standing Calling are pitched to be Britain's number one dog festival, they absolutely are.
Yes.
They've really done everyone proud, and hopefully we're representing that too here. So absolutely.
Well, look, if anyone wants to find out more, will there be more on your website about your links with Standing Calling as
there
well?
There will, absolutely. Barkingheads.co.uk. Lots about us. Equally, we have a Facebook page, Instagram. Do come and find out about Standing, what they're offering next year. We've had so many dog owners come by this year saying, oh my goodness, if I'd known, I'd bought my dog. So do go on, find out about it. And we really hope to see as many people next year as possible. We'll be here representing and looking after your four-legged friends, hopefully providing even more next year.
Look, absolutely. And look, Julia, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a great time, Bo.
Thank you.